morning, everyone. Welcome to the day 6 of our meditation, guided meditation. Thank you for showing up once again. If you're here for day 6 already, you're doing great. 6 days of continuous sitting with yourself, befriending yourself, connecting with your breath. It's amazing. I'm so proud of you. So proud of all of us. In today's practice, it's just about one particular breath, and we go on breathing the same breath. In yoga, we call it Ujjayi breath, which also means victorious breath. As I speak, you can take your time to settle down and find your stillness. Begin the process of being comfortable in one place and all that we do every morning in the beginning, as I tell you about the breath. Think of a snake hissing. Think of a very small baby sleeping, and listen to the sound of the breath that the baby makes. Or think of fogging a glass. Maybe you can hear the sound. Or very light snoring that happens few seconds before we fall asleep. That is the kind of breath that we make. The chin goes slightly down. Throat is slightly contracted. So when the breath is passing through the throat, because of the contraction of the throat, not too much of breath can pass at a time, and a sound comes from the throat. This is the sound of a warrior when he's in active position, but also breathing calm and deep, long and deep, with this sound coming. And I hope that my microphone can make you listen to this sound. It's long and deep. It's loud enough that anybody sitting or standing next to you can hear it, but it is not forceful. We'll take our 10-15 minutes to become comfortable with this sound. This breath gives you energy. It energizes, it calms your nervous system. I don't want to speak of all the benefits of it, otherwise we'll take all the times doing this. I want you to experience all of this by yourself, rather than me telling you the benefits of every single thing we try here, okay? If you have specific questions, you're welcome to ask them in the comments. So let's take another minute to fully settle down. Close your eyes. Lower your chin comfortably. And now try to create the sound from your throat. Each breath begins to take more time from the start to the end because of the obstruction from the throat. Please remember, it's not forceful. It will come with practice. Slow and deep and long inhales. Slow and deep and long exhales. Just focus on making your breath rhythmic, smooth, less shaky or vibrating or trembling. Focus on calming your mind. Besides your breath, nothing else is important right now. So don't bother about whatever else comes to you. and return to your breath. Always a slight hissing sound coming from your throat. Focus on the quality of that sound, the smoothness of that sound, and catch yourself whenever you feel that you are putting too much effort. Keep effortless in your mind. Whenever you engage with this channel, engage with me on my talks or yoga classes or meditation, effortlessness should be at the front of your mind. Mind is a monkey. It will jump from one branch to another all the time. It's okay. Keep returning to your breath relentlessly, consistently, smilingly. We don't fight with what we don't like. We seek to understand it. If the mind is too active, with every inhale, mentally tell yourself, I am breathing in. I am breathing out. And you can mentally repeat the observations, just simple observations. My body is still. My finger is trembling. My mind is active. My mind is focused or distracted. Just simple facts, state them plainly, without any emotional undertone. Everything feeds into your knowledge of yourself, your experience with yourself. You can return to natural, spontaneous breathing. And let's make the sound of Om, bringing the palms together in Namaste. Taking a deep breath in and saying ah, oo, and humming in one breath. We do it 3 times. Take a deep breath. Ah. rub your palms together, generate heat between your palms. Give this warmth to your eyes, inhale deeply. Rub your palms again, generate heat, and massage your whole face, including your forehead and sides of the forehead. Your ears, gently pull your ears, squeeze them, twist them. It will activate your mind, it will wake you up. And rub your palms again. Massage your head and neck. And slowly open your eyes. Namaste. Thank you. Thank you. It's really cold today as well. These days, there are a lot of clouds here. Well. Almost 1 week to our meditations. I want to keep reminding you all the time that all the days are not the same. You won't feel the same all the time. And perhaps in your life, you will learn that feelings, sensations, emotions, thoughts, they always change. There's no way they will remain steady. In my experience, in my observation, anyone who tells you that you can streamline them is lying to you. The only thing that remains steady, permanent, unchanging is your awareness, is the awareness, is the presence, is the field of consciousness in which all these changes appear. These things, their inherent nature is changeful. So they change. No amount of practice or anything can make them just do one thing. That will be like asking fire to wet instead of burn. So when we are sitting with ourselves, we are watching all the changes happening. We become so used to realizing, to understanding that all these changes are always happening. It is my becoming mixed with it. My identity becoming mixed with it makes me feel like I'm changing. But if I can just witness, if I can just withdraw for a moment and watch it happening, then I'm steady, I'm still, I'm permanent, I'm unborn and I will never die, and all those esoteric feelings that you ever have about yourself. The seeking of permanence while knowing the world is impermanent. The seeking of immortality while knowing everybody dies. You will see these are arising from two different planes of consciousness or two different planes of existence. One is the form, the material body, which actually is born and dies. And two is the awareness, which is always there. But again, I want you to experience this experientially, not because a book says it or I say it. But for that experience to happen, you cannot just have it here in your head. You cannot just read books and travel and have adventures and watch movies, documentaries and learn it. You must experience it internally, viscerally, deeply. And for that, this is the only way to be able to sit with yourself. No rosary beads, no mantras. As I said, Om is simply a sound you create for your nervous system balancing here. No religious undertone to it. It is only the fact of being fully naked and present with yourself, and from there, from your direct immediate experience, realizing yourself, understanding yourself, awakening to yourself, all of that. This simple journey can make it happen. But the thing is that it's simple, but it's not easy. You can't stick to it. You keep skipping. You don't want to return to it. It's boring. It's not challenging, or it's too challenging, or it's just too vague, and your friends laugh at it. And you can't tell anybody about it. You can't brag about it. You don't have fireworks in your brain. So much will tell you not to do it. But if you're mature by experience, by age, by wisdom, and if it's your time, you will be here all the time. And perhaps you will do so always, all your life. Always return to within. I won't hold you any longer. Namaste. Please do meet me in the comments and keep interacting with me. Please remember that this feedback is really important. When you return in the comments and say something, I feel like I'm doing something. I'm speaking to somebody. Otherwise, it's just a phone, yeah? It's just a camera in front of me. So please stay connected, and I'll see you tomorrow.